from the village, she was chilled Baba very dearly. She was work also and all that all day long. And then in the evening we told her, have you got any flowers in the, what you call it, in the village, some kind of wild flowers, any kind of flowers anywhere, do you remember seeing them? She says, no, our village don't have flowers. But I know that near the riverside there are some oleanders, you know. But they're single ones. I said, never mind, even single ones will do, but are they enough? Oh, yes, there are a lot of trees and I can bring them. So then we said, well, bring us some flowers. So very late in the evening, she used to go by 5:30 or something like that. And by the time she walked from here to the village, was nearly half a mile. The village, the backside of far outside village was the river. And there was nobody near the river. And it was getting sunset now. And yet she was brave enough to go on just picking flowers in her sari like that. But later she took something. I think we gave her a piece of cloth, I think. But her sari, the front sari, such a way that you can gather things, flowers in it, you know, that way she can, they know how to do it. Anyway, she, a lot of flowers, and she brought from there to the village, from the village to Mehrabad down the hill. We were not in post office. We were in the side where Padri stays, you know, Dhuni side. In front of there was two little rooms, very nice, good condition rooms. They are not there anymore because they were in the way of building that where Muhammad Padri stays. That is called new building. That was not there. That was built in 38 or 39. Anyway, it was there. So we were there. Very small, nice rooms. In one room, there's kitchen also, bathing room also, trunk also, utensils, everything. And in the front room is Baba's trunk and maybe an art. We three girls, four girls were there. Only we three or four. How many? Baba's sister-in-law, small Kaushik, we call it small Kaushik, then myself and Naja. Four and my mother, five, were in that room in the beginning. Later on, then Kaushik's mother came. But that time, we saw the flowers, we were so happy. And then we quickly then... evening meal, we quickly ate and quickly brushed our teeth, everything fast, all very enthusiastic about this thing, excited, oh my, we're going to make garlands for Baba. So then after, late in the evening, means half past 7, 8 o'clock, we all sat down on the carpet and opened the flowers, oh, they were lovely and all that. Now, how big the garden should be, you know? So we measured the cotton reel thread, what do you call thread? And then, it should be bigger, yes. Look nice on Baba like this, yes. Very nice. You take one and you do it. Quickly do it. So, how shall it be? One white, one pink? All pink. Baba looks nice in pink. All right. Pink, all flowers, pink, and so on. We did that. And then, we were very like this, there were flowers. Oh, now what to do with them? Oh, yes, we make some more. We make a crown for Baba's head. So, it's a little crown for Baba, single row like that, and so on. And there were some more, so we made. Well, Baba to put on here also. We were worked up all like this so much. We couldn't stop anyway. The thing was ready. And then we put some little water on the cloth, what do you call it, on the, yes, on the napkin, and wrapped it in cool, that the flower should be cool and fresh. And the next morning, we're just waiting what happened that time? Kaushik's father had come, right, in a separate little cottage. All temporary little things are built. It is not there anymore. Tin roof and a tatta means this kind of a wall. They were there, so he was always used to in the morning go up the hill. If he sees Baba well and good from far, if not, then he's there and pretty much. So he was going, so we told him to take these flowers to Baba. From us, these are flowers from us. So he looked at us for a moment, then could he take it? Because Baba was very strict and all that. No, never mind, take it now. So we all coaxed him to take the flowers up on the hill to Baba. So all right, he went. And then he went towards Baba's room where he was secluded. Baba was not out. Baba was all in seclusion most of the time. So Baba, he came near Mama said, what is this you brought? Mama, these are flowers of the gods of Sentinel. I was, yes, let me see. So when you open the thing, I was, this means they look fine. Good or fine or something like that. Then, of course, and this person can't touch Baba and all that. Baba himself leaned over and he lifted the garland and he looked at it. And then Baba put the garland on himself, you know. Yes, himself. And then Baba lifted the other. And Baba said, what is this? Baba asked. Oh, this is supposed to be crown, Baba. For you. All right, Baba said. And Baba put it on his head himself, you know. Oh, we sent him so much love that Baba had to wear it. And this is all the... And Baba said, see, tell the girls I wore all these flowers. And so then we were very happy. We would send it up nearly every day. So it has been very successful making Baba think that we are also down there, not to forget us. Not to only just think of the Premashram boys, but we girls are here also. We were so silly. We should have had sense that Baba knows everything. Right? We didn't have that much sense. No, that was in after many years. After the many years, that was when we came to stay up on the hill after the Premashram was over. After we went to Toka, back to Mirabad. From Mirabad, then Baba sent us to Nasik. From Nasik, 3 to 4 years we stayed in Nasik, maybe 5 years till 31. What it was, 1931, 1932. The end of 1933, I think we came. Baba brought us to stay on the hill very first after the Premashram. We four girls with our old aunt and Walu, this Hindu woman, was with us also. And so we were on, Baba showed us the room, you know, very first up. And Baba said, see this room and the other room also, but you all use this room. And like that, you know, so much interest Baba took. Baba said, come and we see the kitchen also. Baba took us to see the kitchen. Baba said, like it, isn't it good? Oh yes, Baba, spacious, lovely kitchen. And Baba said, this is where you want to cook your food and my food here also. And so anyway, we had this table made because we didn't have a seat, what you call it, for Baba to sit in. Divan. Like Baba has to have a divan because where Baba sits, you can eat also there. And then Baba had this table. We had a table, very nice broad table like that, and high and bigish like that. And then we put a mattress on it, a nice cover on it, and everything was just, what do you call it? Not fancy, just we didn't have many things. So just on the plain side, the cushion, you may call it a cushion, but it was, yes, very big against the wall. And then that was seat for Baba. And then Baba came in the kitchen, no, when he came from the mandali, he come to his seat with, what I say, with agility, like I quickly got on the table and he was seated there. Baba said, this means, what's prepared for me? What is the food? Yeah, this means food and this means what? So Naja said, Baba, it's spiced dal rice. You like it? Baba said, I like it. This means hungry. Yeah, so soon. Then I would go quickly and put it in the tray. And on the, no dishes. Just the utensils that is from the fire straight on, like that. And it goes nice and hot. And so we serve it in Baba's. But that time Baba was to help himself. I didn't serve food on his plate. Only when Baba was here, I was told to serve food on his plate, you know. But there Baba was to take himself, and then Baba says, this means chutney or pickle. Yes, Baba. So then, would you like pickle? Baba says, yes. So then from a little jar, you pickle. And Baba said, no, I would like garlic chutney. So then every day we had to make garlic chutney for Baba. Baba liked it very much. Fresh. And then so. So we got settled in Mehrabad with Baba. Very first to be in Mehrabad on the hill. We girls with Baba. Jai Baba. When did you come?
We just came down
from the hill. Flower. Oh yes, flower, you forgot. Flower, what happened was we were staying there for, I don't know, 33, 34 and 35 it was. And Baba, after staying there, then Baba went to the West, you know. And I don't know, England, America, and then second time also Baba went. And that. But He went to Canada and there he caught a bad cold and all that. He came back to India and he looked after Baba and all the diet and this. We saw that Baba got well, you know, as you would call him, nursed him to get all right, or what would you say? Anyway, yes, and that diet and this and that. And, out of a bag, if you felt a little bit like this. And at last, Baba was. It should not build up to bronchitis. We were afraid of that, you know, because it was snowing in Canada and Baba was not used to snow and all that. Anyway, that was that. And then after that, we went to Nasik, another house, and then we came back there. Now Baba was quite all right and all that. Then in 1935, Baba went to Mount Abu for seclusion. He wanted this work in seclusion to be done very quiet in different place, quite out of the written place somewhere in the mountains. So in a cave in Mount Abu, Baba was in seclusion. He did his work and then he came back with the mandali. I don't know who the mandali was, that I don't know. Anyway, Baba was there with us in Mehrabad, and Baba had ordered Padri, Pendu and the others that he wanted a cabin. So this cabin was built in 1935, as far as I remember. It couldn't be 34, 35. So then Baba is to use that cabin as... But Baba was in such a hurry to have this cabin built that Baba, every time... these people started working, whoever they were working on it, these masons and carpenters. Baba would go and stand over them. Baba would tell Padri Pendu, "Isn't it finished?" "No, Baba, it's not in half, Baba." Baba said, "I want it very early, my... seclusion time has to is near and I must." "Yes, Baba, but there." So that is why the thing is not made like a permanent brick and stones, you know. It's made tin. And from outside, what is it? Tin? Steel? Is it tin?
Yes.
Between them, it must be wood. So they did it in such a way that they could quickly do it as fast as they can. This hammer, the many, what do you call this, carpenters together quickly putting up the wooden walls very fast. And then the tin there to hammer, everything fast was. So, otherwise, laying the bricks one after another, it takes time. So Baba had it done this way. I hope it stands there permanently. Anyway, what I was saying is this. Yes, the flowers. So Baba was in seclusion after the room was finished, completed, cabin. And Baba was in seclusion in that room. So can you imagine to be inside that room day and night? We would feel, what would you call, shut in and cooped. We want to run out, you know, and do his universal work and fast, fasting also. He was inside the room, rather. He would keep the door open when the work is finished. Door open, but Baba would be inside. So then, when his work did finish after, I don't know how many days, 5 days or 7 days or 10 days, that I don't know. But Baba did come after, no, he didn't come, he sent word to say that he must, we must send him. No, he has finished. What do you call it? Fast, broken fast. This is what you would say in English. Broken fast, to send him dollar rice, plain dollar rice, and all that. So we did for 2 days. I was okay with the plain dollar rice, bit of butter on it to make it smooth and nice. No, and the stomach must take care of it. But so Baba ate 2-3 days plain dollar rice. Then later on, he sent for curry and rice. Well, I must tell David's story. So when this first part of his work was finished, then Baba now would come out. After 5 days, 7 days, that detail I don't know. But he was outside in his own compound, not in our compound, not in this gate, but with samadhis all around there, Baba used to be. And just going around. Then... then he found his white flowers in the grass, you know. He picked them, Baba picked them and tied them with the blade of grass like this. And then he gave it to Walu. Walu could come near the gate if Baba needed something. So Baba gave it to Walu. Now I don't know how to sign it, that I don't know. Did he give it to the Mandali to give it to Walu? I was not there, and I was not asked as yet, but he gave it to Walu and Baba told Walu to give it to Mera and tell her this is the white flowers that Baba loves best. And he said, she brought it and gave it to me, and I was really testing it, so I kept them beside in the energy box, still in the bed. So that is the story of the flowers, you see. So from that time we knew that Baba Lady. These flowers, so that in summer also they grow here. In Mehrabad they don't grow, but because it's too dry up there. But here they do grow because we have shade and more water, so they grow in the woods. These beds where the flower, where the water is, you know, what do you call it? The flower beds or plants, what do you call when we have around this thing where we water the plants? Is that a bed? Yes, yes, I don't know what you would call it. It's a dip in the thing, the trees growing in the middle. Sometimes I take a few and offer to Baba's photo here. The Baba, you like this flower. Then, really speaking, the whole plant is called, we don't have a name. I don't think the Western have a name because it's Indian flower and while it's not any special flower, but to the these villagers it is special because they use it for something. Anyway, it's called Kurmuri. Kurmuri. That's why it's a very funny name to me. But Kurmuri, this plant is so nice that if someone has a wound or something. So then you have to wash this plant and mash it up, you know, like paste, and you put on that. The wound is like, this serves as antiseptic as well as, and medicine. The wound quickly gets all right and just heal. Yes, five petals, and yes, in the middle, there's a little round yellow. The middle thing, what do you call it? Yes, center you call it. And the other flowers is called calyx. Calyx, and there's something where the pollen is, what is that called? Part. Middle of the flower. I don't know, hang on the horse and all that. But I tell you what. Behind was, behind the house was, what do you call it? A place where they keep many cattle and milk and like dairy. It's not like a dairy, but it's privately used, privately kept cattle that you can buy milk there and all this. So there were these kind of people there, and said their son was being married. So anyway, the fun was we could watch was there's plenty of water on this side and the boy's side and on the girl's side, both. And then this boy would take the water and throw it very hard at the bride, you know. The bride would take some water and throw, but he must, he draws his face, you know, that she, like this, you know, sort of like this and all that. And then, not just that, then the boy starts doing what he takes, water in his mouth and like a, what do you call it? Squirts it on, and the girl has to draw it, and the girl does the same to the boy, and they have fun, and the grown-ups all laugh and have fun. This is what they do. And all kinds of games they play, you have no idea. I can't, very funny. Very funny, but it is still, yes. What? What? Did I go to my parents' wedding? I didn't understand.
Do you know anything about it?
No. It was in Pune.
Was it big?
It was big, yes. But nothing much was talked about. It was big, yes. In Irani fashion. It's simple and nice in Irani fashion. But one thing is very nice in Irani fashion, you know. Everything is... I can't hear the English word. Like it is talked and certain that this girl and boy is to marry. What do you call that?
Arranged.
Yes, it's arranged. It's arranged, and the girl is also agrees. She has agreed because there's arranged marriage. You see, we don't know if the girl likes the boy or not, but they show each other not anyway. So on the wedding day, this is the one rule, and it's very, very, very nice what they do, you know. The bride, we all must go to this fire temple, all who have to attend to the wedding, you know, guests and all that. So the many, over hundreds, 200-300 people all come because they're all the Parsis and Iranis, whoever, their friends and relations, or children all together. Many, many come in all the best saris, golden saris, this, and grand band is asked for military band, or where they're rich people, they ask for military band, and they all come in the livery, you know, white, with, I don't know, something gold shining here, and Mary Chopin's was a very grand affair, so they talk about that. Anyway, then the bride, there's a bathing room also. She has to come there and she has to have a bath. Bath. And the, her mother and her side of family are waiting outside with clothes, new clothes, everything new, because we wear sadra, you know, dressing wear sadra. That has to be completely new, not used at all. That is new, stitched and new sadra. Everything new. Everything new. And then the golden sari, whatever sari she has to wear. So when she's on a skirt and blouse, she comes out and there's nobody there. There's such a way in the bathroom that nobody, so the women all make her wear the sari, make fuss around her and all that. And then some put on a nice necklace. She must look nice in the neck, you know, necklace and whatnot. And then, and then she is all with her women folk all come, you know, oh, the music, oh, the bride is coming on. And she comes and sits amongst us guests. Now, the big hall, very big hall, special for certain, these occasions, for sacred thread and for marriages and these, what do you call these occasions? No, the ceremonies or rituals or whatever it is. Ceremonies, yes. So, then we all seated, all rows of chairs, like that, and she comes very shy and she sits in the middle and we all want to peep at her and what she's wearing, what she looks like and all that anyway, jewelry and all that, what kind of sari is, oh yes, but, we wear mostly white or light pink, or light, what you call, almond color, just off-white, if somebody like, yes, but no, beige, not dull color, it has to be nice color, so anyway, and pink has to be very light. Anyway, it's all embroidered, and so each one, the guests, you know, they're all looking at her. Let's see this or that, you know. Let's just see her necklace also, she's very shy. It's such fun, you know. And then I remember I was very young. I was doing the last one I saw, last wedding was, I was complete 13 going on to my 14, I still remember. Anyway, then what happens? This is very beautiful. All in the hall, like that. Some are here, there also, but most of them are in this hall, you call it. Bride is seated there, waiting and all that. Seven elderly people, most of them with beards, you know, white beards, and elderly of the family, each eldest person of the family, who are grandfathers, beards, and some may not have beards, but they have to be very elderly people, you know, older men. They come with candlesticks lighted in their hand, seven of them. Seven all come in a row to the to this bride and they stand around the bride. Right? There's a circle and they ask her, do you want to marry this boy? Is it your own wish? Do you wish to marry? Because even then she can say no till before the wedding ceremony takes. What is ceremony? Not ceremony. What is it called? Ceremony is. So then... they ask her, or is she forced to marry? You see, they must know. So they ask the girl themselves, or the seven, they must be. So they ask. So the girl says yes first time. Oh, then they ask her seven times. Then when all seven times she says yes, then they shout, hi, hello, hi, hello. Oh, and they put up this, their candles high up like that. And they say, hey, how would you say something, I don't know, what nice thing. Yes, we would say that now, right? KPJ, but they would say hi, hello, hi, hello, ho. Means how, like, hurra, how do you say hurra, hurra, or something. But, yeah, something like that. Anyway, they say all the old elderly people, they look so nice with the candle in the hand, and they all say this and they put up the handle, all seven candles up. Hi, hello, hi, hello. Three times they do that, and they're happy, and they go now that wedding can take place because the girl is agrees to marry. Seven times she's asked. No, not the bridegroom. Only the girl. They can't force the boy to marry. The boy will, he has his wish and will, that is a different thing. But the girl, maybe she's forced into it, we don't know. So on the last day, even then, they ask her. It's a very good rule. This rule or custom you call it. Agyari, inside Agyari, the Agyari has a separate room. This is a whole very big building. Inside the separate room, that is where the fireplace is. Very big container of the fire, you know, silver, all like that, big thing, with tray, you may call it, with ashes in it, you know, and this burning embers, and all the time it is fed. It is never must go out, never. All the time. Night and day, there's always someone there to pray and to add. Very gradual, not too much, just gradual, not too much fire, too much flames, just burning slowly, whatever you call it. Very slow fire, very slow, but the embers must be there, the flame must be there. Zoroaster said, let your love be burning flame, because love is so that in that your sanskaras, your sins, everything is burnt, you know. Means you are so, your love is so great that then you become one with God. Isn't it? So he had given this kind of teaching, he had said it. But those time people did not have that much love to give God. So they worship fire. That Zoroaster had something to do with fire. So at least we worship and give love to the fire, you know. But the real love was very difficult for God. So anyway, that is a separate room, and then it's all one building. Then you come through that very big, broad passage. You know the kind of room it is. You come through, and then there's outside. But when you come up the steps, very first, there's a very big porch, bigger than this, where all the guests can sit. Very big porch, from here to there, broad like this. And then there are many steps coming up. You know, about 8-10 steps. It's very beautiful. What do you call it? Fire temple. Letter two. One is Parsis and one is Iranis. That is the difference. They have Irani way of saying prayers is different. Those priests are different. Parsi temple is a little bit different. Those priests are different. The prayers are a little different somewhere. I don't know where it is different. That I don't know. Anyway, that is the difference between the Parsi and Irani. So all these Irani people who had their children married would be in this big Agyari means this fire temple. So then there's a very big hall. As soon as you got on up these steps, then this big porch, very big porch where guests can sit and all that. Lovely with wooden, nice with backs, big benches and plain benches also here, there, everywhere where people can seated on the side like that, round like that. And then it is big space. And then you come in, and when you come in, there's this very big, we call it hall, very big hall with photos of the first Zoroaster's photo, but in a row, they have big size photos all in a row of the families who were prominent families in the town, city, what do you call it, in the place, prominent and also wealthy, or who donated much to this temple. And one year, all the women, the jewels, and all that, the bride is there, and all, it's very nice, lovely with those candlesticks and all. And then after that, then the bride is led away to this open space, in that same hall, a space that is no chair and anything there. Then there are just two chairs, on one of the bride and one bridegroom sits, and then the priest comes, two of them, and it's uncooked rice, you know, that with rose petals, that and something, I don't know what it is. This priest prays. You say pray, but the prayers are special for this time, wedding time prayers. And that is blessing them, that you be a good husband, whatever, this wife, this and that, whatever you must be saying, I don't know, still I don't know. So it's true what I'm saying, I don't know. Anyway, the bride is all like this, with garland and everything, golden sari, she's very shine. And in our thing, we have to be 21 years old, not like the Hindus. Hindus, you know what? When you think, why am I like that? Next time you say, but then they are all this, we call this, and then all that is said, that means they are married, and when they get up, they hand in hand like this, and the others all come and embrace them that they are married. But one thing is, takes place is very important, but that the bride is not there. After they have all gone to eat now. Then they can all disperse and go to eat, you know. When eating, they get a little bit wine. Everybody's given that much wine, you know. And all good food and palau and chicken and everything is very beautiful. We have dinners. And it's outside. Rows and rows of tables and chairs facing each other. A table facing this table. And so you eat facing each other, all in a row, rows like that. And after this, about 100 people or 50 people, I don't know, they're finished eating. They'll eat on leaves, green leaves, banana leaves, and they're washed. And it's very nice fun. And those banana leaves are, and big baskets come and they take away all the leaves that you've eaten from, and those leftover food all is slipped away in a basket all top of the other, and all put out near the gate. Outside the gate, there are these, what do you call them, untouchables, what do you call them? Harijans, all waiting with their baskets, and from that, they take away this. Oh, they're so happy. They clean every leaf very carefully in their containers, and they take home so much food each. So many families from outside coming, these untouchable families, and they all get enough food to eat for days. And I've seen that it's so much that they get that they can't eat in one time, but they can't throw it away because they're not rich enough to afford to throw away. So what they do, in the sun, they dry this food. And he's in a seat, they sit on the floor, I think. I don't remember anyway, or whatever they're seated on. In front of him, the one priest is seated, and he gives him advice, like advice. It's not ordinary advice. It's what all that is written in the book, that how he should live, what he should do, and how the married life should be happy, and how we should be understanding to each other, husband, wife, you know, to the very end. But there's much of it. It takes a much long time, more than 20 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour takes. But behind the husband, his own brother, or one very close relative, Jay Baba, sits with the silk kerchief, and in it he has one pair of scissors and something else. He must hold it on the head of that. I don't know why this pair of scissors made me to do away with evil spirit, maybe. And there's this hole on the head of the, up above the bridegroom's head is holding, and by that person is praying. This man, this bridegroom is listening, and this person sitting behind with thing on his head. Okay. That's that kiriya. Kiriya means that custom or that, whatever. Kiriya means that ritual, may call it. That one thing takes place. Then the whole wedding, then they go out and they eat and drink and they embrace each other, they go home and this and that. And we children, we jump and skip. And then after eating, we are given, you know, dry fruit. Dry fruit was so cheap. Cheap means so plentiful. So the person from this thing, like the street children, almonds and dry everything, dry fruit, and dry, what do you call it, peach and apples and whatnot and apricots, everything dry so much. And after eating so much food, then you chew on the dry fruit, but we would take it home also. But that was the end of the wedding. It was very, very nice. It was, you know, every wedding we used to love to go to because we were very young at that time. We used to have fun. But one last wedding I missed. And I was 14, not completely 14, but 14. Now, 14 years ago, what did she wear? George's sari, this thing, you know, golden borders enough. But no, I had my own, that very beautiful sari my mother had. It's all very beautifully embroidered in gold, you know, like sequins, but this golden sequins. Very richly, all embroidered, very heavy sari. I knew I'm going to wear that sari. My school girls will come and they must see me in very beautiful sari. I was very fond of very good clothes. But my mother didn't want me to wear the sari. So I didn't go to that wedding. Yes. I wear the sari, go or not at all. Mama said, all right, don't go. I said, all right, I won't. And so I didn't go. Just because I didn't, couldn't wear that sari. So I was so crazy about good clothes and all that. My sister didn't care. Any sari, my mother said, this way, which one you like? My sister would wear any. Or maybe sari, George, sari, a little bit of gold border. That's enough for her. She has to enjoy the wedding. What to do with the clothes? I said, no, I want best good clothes. That's how it was. The Baba brothers are all the good clothes. Roger, fine person. Very good. Just stick to him, happily married to him. Yes. Yes. That's marriage, take it seriously.
In the morning now you're describing those weddings. You think your parents' wedding was like that Irani fashion big thing?
It's very easy in any fashion. But the Hindu fashion, Parsi fashion is a little bit similar, a little bit like the Hindus. Somewhere. Rituals, what ceremony? What do you call it? The rituals? Yes, ceremonies. A little bit like the Hindus. Well, some part of it is they do what the Hindus do. That means the. How is it? When they came first to India, they took on their ways, everything, and wearing sari also, we have to, according to this, the custom of this land, and not costume, what is it called? Yes, and also the costume, whatever sari we have to wear. We don't wear like what the Persians, in those days, Persians wore maxi, like a robe. Maxi. It can have waistline or not a waistline, what the detail is, but there was a maxi, and then always a scarf. They never show the hair. Always a scarf. And like mom did in the front like this. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, the people, I mean, mostly Premashram boys, Premashram children, that time of Krishna's birthday. They all got together. Baba was Krishna. We were going to have Baba dressed up as Krishna. So they would send for things and to the Mandali, and then they used to prepare and ask Baba, please, Baba, we want you dressed like Krishna. So they felt happy that way. All right, Baba said, why not? I was Krishna anyway. So he was dressed up like that. Somebody took his picture. And so on. There was this Mormon who knew Baba in Aminabai. You know Aminabai? Ramju's sister. And there you go. So, yes, and so she went to Arabia for, what would you call it? Makkah, Hajj. Hajj means pilgrimage. Well, being Muhammad, though she was Baba lover, she did go to Makkah for Hajj. Once in a lifetime, they must have, they had the money, but something happened, you know, in the case and called whatever it was. They got this costume for Baba, an Arabian costume, which you see Baba wearing. And they want Baba to wear it, or Baba brought specially for you, please. But Baba said, oh, no, Baba said, no, no, I won't. They were so enthusiastic when Baba wore it. They would be in front of Baba. Oh, Baba, wear this. First you put this like this, then you wear this like this. Yes. So they helped Baba with this Baba. I don't know where the photo. I don't know where the photo was taken. I thought it was in Bombay or something. No, I didn't see Baba. We saw the photo when it came, but we didn't see Baba where. How he wore the Mohammedan dress, you know. What is it called? It's called something. What is it called? Arabian dress. What is it? It has some name to it. Not Ghafni. Jalab. Jako hungry for jalebi. Masters. And the middle is Baba's sign. The perfect one. Yellow is the color for light. Kurumuri.
Kurumuri.
It's Indian name, you know. Villagers call. Very disappointed, like it to be. Yeah? But Baba's, it looks beautiful.
But Mira, one nice thing. Baba's, in the Western photos, usually Baba's hair is back. Oh. And in that one,
it's open. Yes, I remember. It's nice because you have that one picture of Baba in Western clothes. There's one picture.
There's
you know?
Several pictures of Baba.
There are. And slacks and.
There's some in white suit. Baba in that white suit.
Ah, yes.
With the beret.
Yeah, that's us. That's taken on the steamer or something.
Come back to front. Baba wore Western clothes when you went on the boat.
Ah, yes. When first going to Cannes, Baba was wearing Western clothes because he had to go on the deck somewhere to play table tennis and all that. And there were some people on the boat who were more Westerners. I don't know why, but Baba did wear Western clothes. I remember that. But when coming from Cannes, then Baba did not wear Western clothes.
Coming home?
I don't remember. I don't know. That one thing I don't remember, maybe the others will remember. I think it must be in Western clothes.
When you yes. came from Cannes, you weren't pleased.
Because we went to the A deck, you know, then you had to be dressed.
You didn't feel seasick on the way home?
No, no. Very nice. Mediterranean was very blessed. What would you call it? Calm? Yeah. This was in Bombay in the monsoon, June, July, when we start from here. Mm-hmm. So because of the monsoon, you know, the sea was very stormy. And then I being seasick, I wanted to come and see the sea. I said, anyway, it had to be in the middle of the night when everybody had gone to sleep. And then we all like got up like ghosts. I don't know what we look like. Norina and then Elizabeth also was there. I was there. Nani, Norina, Elizabeth and Rano, not Kitty. Kitty was sent beforehand to arrange for a house for Baba and the Mandi to stay. So Kitty was in, what do you call it, in Cairns. But she had come on the, what do you call it, seaport to receive us. But before that, we were like four. So, each Westerners, one holding me here, Baba holding me here, and Nadja, everybody view. Like, I don't know what we look like. Anyway, we're climbing staircase, going up and up and up. And Baba went on the deck. We were third class, we were down below. We had to climb up to go to the deck. And then, of course, from there, we saw the sea. And how I felt, you have no idea. I saw the sea like mountain. Like mountain, come there, and the mountain here. And such a rough sea, such a stormy sea. I said, Baba, I'm feeling more sick looking at the sea. I don't think I want to see the sea anymore. Baba said, but Baba, see how it is like that. Then you have an idea what it's like. Yes, Baba, I've got an idea, Baba. And Baba said, all right, come on. Then he was on the deck there, and standing, I felt sick. I said, Baba, what is this?
Then, speaking about Khan, you know, like Hetty took a lot of really, you know, that great series of photographs when you were at the picnic. Hetty Merton.
He did, yeah.
Yes, he showed that.
And, you know, those ones of you and Baba. Yeah. Now, she said, I asked her, I inquired, she said that she gave all those things to Baba.
Yeah.
Do you remember, did Baba give them to you, or did you ever remember seeing
them? No, I didn't have any negatives. I only got photos.
Yeah, but from that time, you know.
Doesn't Hedy have the negative? You know, somebody, I tell you what. Edward, not Edward, what's the other one? Irwin, he was at Hedy's place and he has taken
those
pictures.
See, the thing is that I inquired from Hedy and she said on that picnic, after the film was developed, that she had to give them to Baba, those negatives. You know, all the women, whoever photographed Baba with you at that time, always had to return the negatives to Baba. As you were speaking of Khan, I just wondered if you remember.
Then you'd have to ask Mani. Doesn't she know about it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Because there's this one box that has negatives in it, so maybe that box has it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wooden box, there was Baba told her not to touch it. In those days it was locked, and so we never touched it. The negatives were lying just like that, unused for 30 years. And
right.
So,
do you know where
Mani, I gave her the keys. We had the keys, so I gave Mani the keys and the box and everything. Because
the wooden box.
Yes.
Yeah. They
big
were
wooden box.
Did you see
Guy's
shoes?
It must be a fairy story. I don't know. And it was very popular ones. When was it, you know, when we were in Masuri? What was it? 53. Because we went to we went Masuri and what do you call it? The two comedians, Lauren Hardy, their picture was running suburb. Not Lauren Hardy, Bob Hope. What is it called? Paleface, son of Paleface. It was really funny and very, very amusing. So Baba Suri, and Masuri didn't have, what do you call it, passengers? When outside people come to have, what do you call it?
Tourists.
They were not there. So we were alone, nicely walking in the road, Baba in his sajda and white coat, you know. And we walked so far from our house, it was nearly 3 miles, coming back to him. Baba loved walking, and we following Baba. Means at a distance, Baba walking, and we girls walking far. Because there was nobody, so Baba was unfree. Otherwise, if somebody accosts Baba and talk to Baba, then becomes awkward, Baba can't talk, so then such places, then Gavir Mani, we would be a bit near to Baba. If somebody came along, then we would be there to talk to them. Baba don't have to answer, you see. But this was, nobody was there. Nobody. Just a gardener or somebody would walk, huh?
So Baba would walk.
Yeah, walking. Then we came to this town, which was not very busy town also, and everything was not so like this. So we, what would you call it? Went to the cinema. What did we talk about?
That movie,
Babu, very good one it was. It's on the placard, not placard, what? Outside another advertisement about red shoes, I remember. It was something to do with dancing.
Oh, the red shoes.
Yes.
Sure, the dance, the ballet. Yeah,
yes, that must be lovely, yeah. But we didn't go to that. Baba wanted to see Bob Hope, Jay Baba. Hey, why are you sitting there now? There's plenty of space here. There's a nice chair and there's a thing here.
Thank you.
Jay Baba. Have I seen you before?
Yes.
Jay Baba said, wait on me. Means, you know, we have to do this, that. It's all like a weight on the head. And sometimes when Baba said, this means the weight is off my head. I feel relaxed now. The Baba has all these signs to talk. And Baba talks very beautiful with signs. We understand every bit, you know. Only when you start a new subject, then once you know what Baba is, the subject is, then you can follow. Then Baba doesn't have to spell every word out, you know. But sometimes he had to, E for year, I for I. But I used to sometimes make Miss Baba very fast. I just, then my, I say E, no, I mean I, you know, I used to get all confused. Baba always had patience and he would.